It's both an exciting time and a challenging time for public education. We're changing what children learn, how they're taught and tested, and how schools and educators are evaluated. Our schools are investing in innovation and pursuing excellence at an unprecedented pace. And while the scope and pace of change can sometimes feel overwhelming, we absolutely need to stay the course. For our kids and for our future, it's the absolute right thing to do. At the same time, the very idea of public education is being called into question. In a state that has always prided itself on strong public schools, educators have been declared enemies, communities have been divided, and resources have been drained. At the state level, many of those in power have tied themselves in knots about how to expand choices of the few without focusing on the constitutional obligation to serve all of Wisconsin's students. The budget just signed, while it advances some of our transformational work, and I appreciate that, it simply represents a retreat from the values around public education and on the common good that Wisconsin was founded. It was an ideologically driven partisan budget that was advanced despite bipartisan opposition in both houses. Setting up a second publicly funded education system with lower standards and accountability will have long-term negative consequences, resulting in the escalation of battles over funding and resources for children in Wisconsin's public schools. This is absolutely unsustainable.